news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is Render a Just Decision.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, "Render a just decision for me against my adversary." For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, "While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done, and it will be done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Gospel of the Lord. For many of us who have spent years in Latin America, this is not an easy day to try to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. 30 years ago, on this very date, November 16, 1989, the soul of Latin America was desecrated by the enemies of truth, pierced by bullets of hatred, leaving 6 Jesuits, along with their housekeeper and her daughter, in puddles of blood, true witnesses of the good news of Jesus. These 8 martyrs, symbols of the lives of centuries of martyrs, were simply doing the work that all of us who call ourselves Christians are called to do, to announce the gospel of justice, mercy, and peace. They were martyred in cold blood for living out their Christian vocation in their daily lives, the same Christian vocation that we were given on the day of our baptism. Unfortunately, to be a witness of Jesus can be dangerous. We all know that. It was dangerous to proclaim the gospel of peace, justice, and mercy in Jesus' day, and it continues to be dangerous in our own times. Do we have any alternative? Are Christians not called to pour out their lives every single day in selfless service of the poor, the sick, the marginalized, and all those who cry out for a life of simple dignity? Why does our world attack and kill the herald of truth and justice? It is truth that will set us free. Is it not true that every human being wants nothing more than a truly dignified human life? The widow in today's gospel is a symbol of the poor and marginalized people whom the world has pushed to the edge of life. All she asks for is justice. Render a just decision for me. Perhaps subversive is the best name for a Christian. After all, the word subversive means to turn things upside down. If there's anyone guilty of turning the world upside down, it was Jesus himself. Do not think that I've come to bring peace upon the earth. I've come to bring not peace, but the sword. Jesus' entire mission was about turning things upside down. It's dangerous and difficult to be a real Christian. Just listen to the congressional impeachment testimonies that are pouring out of TV screens across the United States these days. we listen carefully, we might hear the echo of the widow in today's gospel. Render a just decision. Jesus said it clearly. Behold, I'm sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of people, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. Maybe it is our turn to stand up in the midst of this world today and speak our word of truth.
Oh,